This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We begin today in Italy, but move very quickly through Greece, the European Union, and the rest of the global economy. It goes like this. The Italian Parliament approved a $21 billion bank bailout. This week, Greece has just had its debt relief suspended by its European creditors. Nearly a decade on from the start of the financial crisis, debt is arguably the global economic indicator. Marketplace's Mark Garrison gets us going.
Global debt hit $202 trillion this year, according to McKinsey Global Institute. Big numbers like that can be tough to grasp, but the point is it's a jump of more than 50% from pre-crisis levels. Let's start with Europe, which is dominating the news this week. Years of austerity programs and tighter banking regulations have had some impact, says Nicholas Verone, visiting fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics. He is hopeful, but also critical of the pace of change.
The sad truth is that Europe moves very slowly, and it has waited until essentially 2012, which was sort of a watershed year in the treatment of the Eurozone crisis.
Beyond Europe, China's debt-to-GDP ratio keeps rising. Japan, too, is in debt, and its government has just announced record spending for next year. And some emerging market countries are having problems because of falling commodity prices. What to do? Vanguard Global Debt Strategist Jonathan Lemko.
The first remedy for any global debt problem, of course, is economic growth.
Easier said than done. Mauro Guillen at the Wharton School thinks too much growth is coming about the wrong way.
Well, I think the biggest issue is that we have become very dependent on debt as a source of growth, meaning government debt, household debt.
If we can get more growth from productivity gains shared by companies and workers, that'll be more sustainable, he believes. Here in the U.S., the economy is growing nicely, but we shouldn't be smug. Verone points to the possible impact of promised tax cuts and infrastructure spending.
There is a new possibility with the Trump administration of rapid buildup of federal government debt. This could create new forms of risks that haven't been fully factored in yet.
Of course, it's early and the specifics of the administration's tax and spending plans are yet to come. And globally, as far as debt goes, the risks remain. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.